This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor. Ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing. You can check the score. Hustle hard. Couple scars. Wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said. You in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing. Got an all band. Y'all seen the block. Stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust. It's power. Have the guts. We here to bring the heat. Y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
Welcome back to Five on the Floor Live. Thanks, Ethan. Thanks, Leif. I am Alex Toledo. Your floor plan for tonight, as I sub in for the main host, I've got Brady Hawk. I've got Eternal. Thanks to you guys for pushing through and being here. Leif has an excuse. He's been up like damn near. He was up for almost 24 hours. So, you know, he has an excused absence. Ethan, not so much. Thank you guys for everybody that's live, for tuning in live at 12:30 in the morning Eastern time. If you are on Eastern time, if you're not, shout out to you anyways. And for those listening later on the podcast feed, YouTube replay, we appreciate you too. We're going to get into the 114-102 win for the Heat tonight on the road, just missing Jimmy. Missing others, which we'll get into later on in the injury report. Depleted and playing a bunch of dudes that don't really play. Just pulled out a win, and it never really got out of their control. And you know how hard it's been historically to win in Golden State. We know that they're not at their best right now either. They're having a tough season. But a win that you're going to take regardless, you know, considering the circumstances. And we're going to get to some of that. But first, I want to do the right thing here and just kind of play the role, you know, be the point guard who gets things moving and try not to do too much. So we're going to get to the Rock Esports Center Gamer of the Night.
And now on Five on the Floor, it's time for the Gamer of the Night, sponsored by Rock Esports Center, the place to eat, drink, and play all day. Host your next birthday party with them. Located at 15305 South Dixie Highway in Palmetto Bay, they've got a 5,500 square foot state-of-the-art center equipped with all the high-end power. Play all day passes available for just $25, but if you mention Five Reasons, it's just $20. So mention Five Reasons or 5RSN. You get to play all day for $20. And now, the Gamer of the Night.
All right. So, Brady, I'll go to you. Who do you think was the Gamer of the Night tonight?
So, we had conversations about giving multiple Gamers of the Night. But I'll start with Jamal Cain. I feel like he has to be the first guy we talk about in terms of you know, Tyler Hero had the most points, so we could constantly, because it feels like most nights he's going to have the most points. But in terms of pure impact, like, Kane was everywhere, like, on both ends. Like, it started with the defensive end, having a tough assignment, whether it was on ball, off ball, at the top of a zone. He was just absolutely hounding, pressing, just doing all of that stuff. But we've known he can do that. Like, that's something we know he could do. That's why they play him in those spots. But the stuff we saw offensively was stuff that stuck out to me. It was like hitting spot of threes. It was driving off the dribble. It was sliding off ball and making plays there. It was like he was just always felt like he was in the right spot on that baseline and on these off ball cuts. And the biggest thing was he was so active on those offensive boards, which is something he's always been good at. Like, he is a magnet down there. Like, he finds a way to get his hand in the play somehow. And that goes for both sides of the court. But so I just thought he kind of was a big proponent of that. But I will throw in another guy because I feel like there's some other guys that need to be mentioned and they need to be grouped together. And shout out Ethan, even though he wasn't here, he said to kind of go in this direction. So we have to go in that direction. Nikola Jovic and RJ Hampton. Can we just loop all three of those guys together into being the gamers of the night? Because Nikola Jovic came in, tough role to be in, being the ninth man, not knowing if you're going to play, ends up playing, not only playing within a system, but being the system in his lineups where he's running the actions, where he's coming down the court as the literal point guard, where he's setting up. I was saying this on playback earlier. It's like when Miami's with their usual point guard, Kyle Lowry, he's usually the guy that's maybe running a pick and roll, but usually off the ball. He's not playing the point guard where they're just running actions on the other side of the court and making him set it up. That's what they did with Jovic, though. Like, they made sure, because they know what his strengths are, is to have the ball in his hands, and they were making sure he was the setup man to get everything going. I thought he played really well in the break. There was plays late in the game where he put the ball on the floor one time and got into a finger roll. Like, the stuff he was doing, I thought he held up defensively for most of the night. I thought he did a good job there. And RJ Hampton, I'll just quickly say, I just thought, you know, coming out the gate, having not playing and then having to guard Steph Curry immediately and making Curry struggle, because he was a part of that. He was a big reason why he got up to that start. I think he started 0-3, and it was when Hampton was guarding him to start that game. So he played really well. I thought he had some important attacks and drives where he got in the paint, made some reads, just kind of made some plays in those ranges. So to play, come into a game, start out a tough road trip, and have your three young guys kind of really be the proponents of a win, it stands out, and they deserve the credit.
100%. And I'm glad we're talking about all these guys. And Cerno, I'm going to go to you next, because I know you're going to be more than happy to talk about some of these guys. So I'm going to set you up. But yeah, 100%. Got to shout these guys out tonight. Just, again, three guys who are not in the regular rotation,
right,
with Hampton, Kane, and Jovic, and they come in and give you immediate contributions against a good team. Even if you think the Warriors are not like necessarily the Warriors anymore, winning on the road in Golden State, still tough, man. To be able to hold Steph to 3 of 15 from the field, Steph and Klay combined 7 of 26 from the field. That is not easy, man. No matter what you think of them in their current state. You got to give them a lot of credit for being able to do that without Jimmy, without Caleb, without Josh. Like, that's a whole lot of wing depth right there. And just how hard things used to be for them when they would be missing multiple guys. Everything used to feel like a grind in the regular season. It did not feel like that tonight. And you look at the Warriors' half-court offensive rating, overall offensive rating, bad. The Heat, good, right? I'm not even going to get into the numbers. I'm just making it as simple as possible. Not like overwhelmingly good, but good. About 65th percentile for both half court and overall offensive rating, and about 25th percentile for the Warriors. So, I mean, they just simply outplayed them on both ends of the court, stuck to the game plan, and then the guys were fighting, man. Like, all these guys were not in the user rotation. We're just giving you so much energy, man. Those guys, it's not like, you know, the regular guys who can go through the motions throughout a long season. These guys are hungry to play and hungry to show out in these limited minutes. Like, this is their time to shine. These games are always fun because I do think, like, those guys play their ass off, and that energy is a refreshing change of pace in the season sometimes. Yeah, but yeah, shout out to Hampton. Shout out to, you know, Hampton, 3 of 6 from the field, 3 assists. Jamal Kane, 18.6 rebounds. Jovic, 11-3-3 with a steal and a block. Like, they're really putting up stats, man. And I know, like, I'm not one to bring out, like, just the, you know, the regular counting stats when I do the podcast, but just like, that's what you want to see from them. You just want to see them be productive and play their game. We talked about this on Playback Live, which, if you haven't checked it out, playback.tv/5RSN, or download the app. It's free. Don't need cable to hang out with us and watch the game. Always a great time interacting with everybody. But we talked about it, like, they just need to be productive and play into the things that they're good at. And I think we saw a little bit of that from all these guys, from Hampton getting to the rim and just kind of, I mean, it was a little bit up and down at first, but he stabilized there. Jovic, man, what he's doing, and just when he plays his game and isn't pigeonholed into a stretch big role, I think that's where you really see him unlocked. And yeah, Jamal Kane, man, just doing Jamal Kane things. He just shows up everywhere. He's like, he shows up on the boards. He shows up on defense. A lot of zone stuff tonight. Shout out to those guys. Eternal, quickly before I get to the play of the night, what did you think about the way those guys played tonight?
I just think that, you know, when we talk about these guys, whether on Playback or you guys talk about them on the pod, RJ Hampton and Jamal and Jovic, during the times that they had gotten in, during the season, you can kind of see them being more so focused on not making mistakes and not really letting their instincts play out as they play the game. And so I think that tonight was a really, really, really great opportunity for them to play with their instincts, to play with their skills, to mix in what they've learned in practice, what they've gone over. We talked about it on playback, me and Brady, like, you know, having those one-on-one moments with Jimmy and with the other veterans, for Jamal and for Jovich and for RJ Hampton, and being able to kind of utilize that stuff in game, and like watching, you know, Jamal chase around Steph and Clay and being able to be active and, you know, kind of disrupt some things. And even Jovich showed some really good things on wing defense tonight. You know, so, you know, just shout out to their work and hard work and determination, and just being able to have a chance to show that tonight.
Great points by you. And just another thing I noticed, shout out to Cleaning the Glass. I always use them throughout games to check out what's going on and kind of where the Heat are taking their shots from, among other things. They took, I feel like, just about the amount of shots they usually get up at the rim tonight with 21. Mm-hmm. And that's without Jimmy Butler, without Caleb, who's another guy who gives them rim pressure. It's pretty impressive, man. On the road again in Golden State, I'm impressed by it. And Jovich has to do with that too. I thought he did a steady job just keeping the offense moving, doing stuff. I mean, him and Hawkins are both doing stuff in transition, semi-transition. And that's the exact type of stuff you want to see when guys are out. It's not just, you can scale up the three-point attempts, which is fine every now and then. But I don't necessarily think this team has to do that when guys are out. I think they have enough guys now with this roster where they can keep the ball moving and just doing it off of, you know, getting into the paint, right? Like, I think they have enough there, and they kind of showed that tonight. However, you know, most of their shots are still in the mid-range when you just look at, like, the majority, 42% of their shots tonight were in the mid-range. The Heat know how to just play their game, man. Like, they didn't necessarily shoot it extremely well from three tonight. They get up just, like, the right amount, and sometimes, like, they've been great at it this year. They've been one of the best three-point shooting teams, but when it's not falling – even without Jimmy, even on the road, you have enough offense that can be created from the other guys. And I think that's what you really feel good about this season is the offensive stuff. And so shout out to the Rock Esports Center. I should have said that earlier in the beginning of this segment. The only big gaming lounge in Miami. This is where the tournaments are held. This is where all the gamers go to play. You can play all day for $25, if I remember correctly. If you mention five reasons or just say 5RSN, you will get a discount. They have the gaming equipment you need. If you're a gamer, you go to them. It's really that simple. They've got food, drinks, snacks, and the watch parties and 2K tournaments there have been really fun. Watch out for the next one in January. So shout out to the Rock Esports Center. Moving on now to the Insurance by Lynette Play of the Night.
And now it's time for the Insurance by Lynette Play of the Night, sponsored by InsuranceByLynette.com and A Aggressive Insurance Agency. You can reach out to our friend Lynette at 954-581-8800. That's 954-581-8800 or insurancebylinette.com. That's insurancebylinette.com with two N's and two T's. Your best play for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, condo insurance, life insurance, or a retirement program, reach out to Lynette at insurancebylinette.com.
All right, so shout out to Lynette. She's always one of our most faithful viewers on playback and active in the Discord, active on YouTube. InsuranceByLynette.com, that is where you need to go. So again, A Aggressive Insurance, big shout out to her. So let's get now to the play of the night. There was some different candidates, I think. There was some fun plays tonight. There was some Rucker Park basketball going on at times throughout this game. Guys with fun moves. I'm going to set you up this time, Eternal. What's your play of the night?
It's got to be Point Jaime, man, coming down the court off of a miss, really pushing the pace, and like Brady said, and being able to throw that just ridiculous pass through the legs to Jamal Cain and for the finish. So to me, I feel like that's the play of the night.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you. That Jaime pass, I didn't realize till afterwards. It was kind of a nutmeg, man. It might have been unintentional. Yeah. He might not have meant to do that. Maybe he did. I don't know. We're not there to ask him tonight, but it was a nutmeg, man. And he did it from far. It was just a great pass, and it stood out to us in the moment. Brady, what do you think about that play and also just your general takeaways from tonight?
Yeah, I think watching Jaime on the break is just always so fun, to be honest, just because for number one, usually when he's on the break, he's always looking to score. Like, he is not one of those guys that's looking – like, Jovic is the most unselfish fast break guy. Like, he's also a fast break threat, but he's always looking to try to make a play, where Jaime's just putting his head down, looking to see which guy he's going to put a shoulder into before he finishes over the top of you. So watching that play where he notices he has somebody trailing or he's kind of trailing a teammate and makes that pass is kind of important. But I continue to think, like, even a night tonight where I felt like he made a couple mistakes offensively, like there were a couple turnovers where I was like, okay, that was a mistake, that was a mistake. He still never seems out of sorts. Like, nothing really throws him out of his game. He's still going to get to his same moves. Like, even I say it every single game this season, he's literally always going to do the same play where he puts his shoulder down and then he does a spin and then he goes and throws another pump fake possibly, or he'll straight up just go and bank it in off the right side. Like, he does it the same time, same drop step. There's nothing you can really do about it. Like, he's just – the one thing I think we need to talk about more with him, because we're always talking about his skill, his touch, his footwork. But, like, I don't think we talk enough about his physicality and strength. Like, yeah. That's what catches people off guard. And I said this on the last podcast we did, and I said it on playback, is like, the one difference between Jimmy and Jaime against in those spots is that Jimmy looks for switches. He looks make things easier, where he can bully somebody and find an advantage. And then all of a sudden they're helping and that creates offense. Jaime's just going to go at you. Like, it doesn't matter who is there. Like, there was a possession where,
hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. As you know, we heard from Pat Riley recently. Everybody has an opinion on trades, free agency, who they should keep, who they should give up, who they should get. Well, whatever it is that Riley and the Heat do, you don't want them giving up too much and getting too little, right? Well, the same is true of shaving products, and that's why I use Harry's Shaving Products. I love the way it handled, I love the way it looks, and I love the quality of the shave. I have a little bit of trouble growing out a good beard, so better to just shave it off and make sure that it looks somewhat professional. These are German-engineered blades made in their own factory, so they stay sharp longer. Means you can use them longer. And also, they've got customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for other big brands. Also, I would recommend the shaving lotion as well and the body wash. So check it out. You can go to harrys.com/5. That's harrys.com/5. You'll get a $13 trial set for just $3. Again, don't pay too much and get too little. Same is true of shaving as NBA transactions. harrys.com/5 for your $3 trial set.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
To start the game, Kevon Looney was on his back and he's putting his hand up in the post, like calling for it. Like, he is just wants the ball in any spot, and he knows that he is going to use his strength to his advantage. So that's just a funny thing to note, because that's why he's able to play through contact. That's why he's able to play in that range so well. And you're going to basically see, I think, as time goes on, you know, him start to get a little bit more respect and get to the line a little more. But he's still getting to the line more than I even thought. Like, I didn't even think he'd be getting the respect that he is, but it's because he's legitimately getting fouled because he's running into people and he's taking contact, doing all that stuff. So, and then there's the part of this with Jaime's game where I feel like every game I watch the same three go in where he gets a kick out and hits a spot up three late in the game. That's just like a dagger. And then the defense kind of looking around like, wait, he could do that too. He could shoot too. And he can hit the spot up three. And it's like, he's just a handful to deal with.
Like the last card to play, right? When you're guarding him, it's like he's killed you all night doing all these other things, mostly inside the arc. It's like, let's help off of him one time. Nope.
That's exactly what it is. They start dipping off, and then he kind of just reads that and takes the shot, and he knocks it down. And it's like, he's just going to play. It's almost like a football game and a quarterback just going through his reads. Like, that's what it feels like. And he gets to that part of the game where he kind of notices what he has, and he makes a play for it. So, I just thought he had a really good, you know, we're getting to the point where, what did he have tonight? 17-5-6 is this becoming, you know, it's an okay game. Nothing crazy. Like that's right. Where we're at with him. That's where we're at. Like, it's like, that's the kind of basketball he's playing right now. So we're going to keep track of it, keep watching. But I feel like we've seen this game from him so many times this season. And that's not, you know, a thing we thought we'd be saying before the season.
100%. And shout out everybody, by the way, who's tuned in right now. I just looked at the number, 277 people tuned in live right now at damn near 1 a.m. on the Eastern time. I mean, I got to assume like the majority of you are here in the same time zone as me. And if you're not, again, shout out to all of you. I did not expect us to have this many people watching at this time. And yeah, I agree with everything you were saying about hockey, man. Like there's the blend of skill and size as a rookie. I mean, it's just unheard of. Obviously he's a much older rookie than other guys, but he's so ready made, dude. Like this just does not happen with middle of the first round guys. Again, a team that was just in the finals and who all summer we talked about, like they have kind of like the rotation set. He forced his way in there, and there's a certain like forcefulness that he plays with too, that just mixes with the skill, with the size. It's like, how do you guard this? And I think some of it has to do with, like, you know, I saw LaMarcus Aldridge the other day. I forgot what podcast he was on. Was it Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes? I think it was. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about how he didn't really have a lot of moves. He would try to go middle, and then when they denied the middle for him, he would go to his fadeaway. And then I heard Bam talk about it like a day later on the podcast that he was on with Haslam and Mike Miller, which shout out to them. And I just think like it reminds me now, I'm reminded that when you guys are talking about Hawkins here, because it's like, it's not that he's pulling off a million different moves. The reason we talk about him having this bag and this variety of ways to score is because he's doing it on ball, he's doing it off ball. But like he has his set moves like you're talking about, Brady, and he just kind of plays out of it. And I think that what varies is like the timing of it, right? Like when he decides to attack, when he decides to, you know, do that change of pace stuff where he's playing slow and then immediately just switches into, you know, the forcefulness, attacking the rim relentlessly. Like he's getting guys up in the air on a nightly basis, finishing through them in contact, whether it's a bigger guy, smaller guy. The stuff he's doing is absolutely not normal, man. And it's just, I feel like we talk about Hawkins every single pod now, but it's hard not to, man. Like this is just not normal. This is not. For as much as the Heat have hit on picks with Tyler and Bam recently, this has just been insane, man. Like, I was all for playing him and him playing immediately. I was fully swayed in the preseason after he had stood out every other time before. But, like, every time you think he's done, there's more, man. There's more. And, like, even tonight, like, you know, he had the 31 last game, and tonight it wasn't as big of a scoring night, but he's giving you the playmaking, too, the 6 assists. Like, and again, he has his turnovers here and there, but he's doing everything, and he's become like your fourth or fifth best player in a matter of a month or so. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
So, I'm going to get to you next, Eternal, but I just want to keep the show moving. I went on for too long there, just going on about Jaime. I'm going to go to you next here, but just to quickly get through this right here. And again, shout out to insurancebythenet.com. Go check that out. Next. We've got the Eric Rubenstein injury report.
And now it's time for the official Five on the Floor injury report, sponsored by our friend Eric Rubenstein, the personal injury attorney. Born and raised in Lauderdale, Florida, lives in Miami, went to St. Thomas. He's a South Florida guy and a huge Miami Heat fan. But the important thing is he can help you get your money
that you deserve when something happens to you. So reach out to our guy, Eric Rubenstein. Again, ericrubenstein.com, or ask about me. I got you on Instagram. And now, the injury report.
All right. So shout out to Eric Rubenstein. Go to ericrubenstein.com. I know I say shout out a lot. You know, reading the ads and doing the ad reads is not my strength. I'm just here trying to fill in for the main guys. So bear with me here. But, and I got the injury report right here. So tonight, no Jimmy, no Kyle, no Caleb Martin, no Drew Smith, no Orlando Robinson, no Josh Richardson. That, and again, just the fact that they were able to pull through without all of these guys, man, and doing it in the fashion they did it, where it was just kind of never in doubt. And I know that, like, you don't always feel that way as a fan, right? And completely understandably so. Like, you always think that run is coming. But, like, after, you know, after the game is over, just looking back on it, it never really came. Like, they just kind of, they once they took control, they never really lost it. And I think that's just something that you can't take for granted as a Heat fan, especially in nights like this where you're so depleted on the road. It's incredibly impressive. Eternal, since I didn't get to go to you last time, general takeaways, and you can include the Hawkeye stuff as well because he's obviously a big part of it. Shout out to Bam and Tyler for their contributions too. I feel like we should probably mention their two best available players. We haven't mentioned them all night because we just kind of were used to the contributions they gave you. They both played well, and both did just about enough to get them this win. But Eternal, I'm gonna let you close the show. What were your general takeaways from tonight?
Man, I'm sitting here looking at it, and I didn't know that Kevin Love only played 12 minutes and 52 seconds. And, you know, he was able to give you 8 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, you know, 2 of 5 shooting, one of three from three. But, you know, he was very, very efficient on the floor as far as his impact. Had a crucial rebound while, you know, Golden State was making a run. But, you know, you've been getting some really great impact from Kevin Love this season. It wasn't a great night from Duncan, but still, Brady still had, you know, a lot of gravity that was drawing. Some of the plays they were running for him, like, you know, he was still, you know, drawing attention. And I just think, you know, my general takeaway would just be, like, we're no longer surprised what we're seeing from Jaime Hawkins. You know, like, he came out very, very strong in that third quarter, as Brady said on Twitter, you know, just set the tone for Miami and allowed them to kind of, you know, take the baton from him, you know, with Tyler and Bam and being able to keep things running. You know, Miami did a really, really great job in the second half of just being able to keep Golden State at arm's length while they were making a run and, you know, kind of kept them at bay. And so I just think we talked about it on playback. Make sure you guys come join us on playback. But we talked about how great of this is as a start for them on a 5-game road trip and, you know, being able to build off of this win as they go into the other games, but just also like how guys can bond after a win like this, you know, so especially young guys getting, you know, some minutes. So just general takeaway, man, great game by all involved.
Agree, man. I think, I mean, again, not to hammer home the same points, just really impressive night overall. And just a funny thing here that I noticed, not that, you know, I feel any differently, but the Warriors got 8 different guys in double figures tonight, and it was almost 9 because Chris Paul was 1 point away. So that's just a random thing that I feel like is so rare that I just noticed, and I'm like, wow, usually that leads to a win, doesn't it? Too bad for the Warriors. But
well, you know, one more thing, though, Alex, though, I wanted to mention it. Miami guys, they only made 10 threes out of 31 shots. And so they were getting inside the paint with intention in that second half. Before halftime, they had taken 27 mid-range shots. I don't know, you know, what else they did, but, you know, considering that they were getting paint touches from Jaime, from Jamal, from Jovic, and, you know, even Duncan got in the paint a couple of times. And just that being able to kind of collapse their defense just shows, man, they score 114 points and only hit 10 threes. That's impressive.
Yeah, and speaking of what they were shooting at halftime versus the end of the game, they only had 7 shots at the rim at halftime and finished with, I believe, 21, I said earlier. So good for them. Like they I think they stepped up that rim pressure and just getting into the paint a little bit more in the second half. And yeah, that was definitely one of my bigger takeaways. It's just, you know, they can depend on, they have different things they can rely on to get the offense moving now. They don't have to spam certain guys and try to have like your better offensive players carry things. And I like that about them. I think this team is built to be able to kind of handle that. We're like, you know, it's easier said than done to get a lot of people involved in ball movement and player movement. And I still think they can definitely get better at it. Sometimes they rely to, I mean, the guys who are not involved in like the three-man actions maybe stay a little bit too stagnant for my liking. But in general, I think like they're a good ball movement, player movement team. Mm-hmm. And playing into that and guys are just taking turns, attacking the paint and moving the ball, I think that's when they're at their best personally. And they're much better suited for that this season. I just think like this team is showing you flashes of what they can be in the playoffs. And my take has been for a while now, not that I was the first to this, because Ethan was maybe the first to this, but I think they have a better playoff roster, assuredly so, than last season. No hate whatsoever towards Gabe and Max. Those guys were huge for them over the past couple of seasons. But if you're talking about Gabe and Max versus revitalized Duncan, Jaime Jaquez, and Tyler, hopefully, right? A healthy Tyler in the playoffs. Oh, man. Like, I just think this team is looking a lot more dynamic on the offensive side of the ball. So that's for another time, though. We've got plenty of podcasts before the playoffs come here. I just like thinking about that type of stuff. And honestly, I just still can't believe, the amount of people in here. 338 people right now. What is wrong with you guys? No, thank you for real, though, for tuning in at this point. Some real basketball junkies tuning in at this time, man. We appreciate all of you guys.
Absolutely.
Before I close the show, thank you, Brady. Thank you, Eternal. I've gone on for too long here. I'm not good at playing this role yet. I want to shout out, of course, all our sponsors, A Aggressive Insurance, EricRubenstein.com, and I should say insurancebylinette.com, as well as the Rock Esports Center. Not only that, I want to quickly signal here to check out our Discord server if you haven't yet. It's $2.99 a month if you do it via desktop or Android. If you do it via iPhone, if Apple is going to take an extra dollar for you, it won't go to us. So don't do it through iPhone. Just, you know, do it online or do an Android. Anyways, we're giving just a ton of content on there. We're giving you a lot of stats. Ethan and Leif giving you insight and the information they're hearing. Brady giving you his observations and elite basketball opinions. Interactive chats with the other fans involved, with us, all different types of chats for all different types of subjects. Not to go on for too long about it, but look, the link is going to be in the description of the podcast, and it, I believe, is in the description for this live show before. I'm pretty sure I added it before this started. So go check that out. Like I said earlier, go check us out on game nights for playback.tv/5RSN or the app. And yeah, of course, check out other Five on the Floor episodes if you haven't yet. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I promise you, Ethan and Leif will be back, and you won't have to go through too much of this. I found out last minute that I was hosting, so thank you for bearing with me here. And thank you guys for tuning in. Have a good night.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.